The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
800-605-5757. 800-605-5757.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. As an essential business during COVID-19, Passport is ready to meet your car buying or servicing needs and do it with complete safety and security from one of their 9 convenient locations. Whether it's a video walkthrough of a vehicle you're interested in or purchasing a vehicle either online or in the comfort and safety of your own home, check out the superb services waiting for you at PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Hello there, folks. Welcome to this edition of the Don Crow Show. Always great to have you with us, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. I often say it's no fun when you're not here, so welcome aboard. In a news report released last Thursday, my guest this hour said that week after week during this coronavirus pandemic, we've watched Governor Northam give updates on the alleged numbers of infections in Virginia and issue numerous executive orders imposing questionable policies that encroach upon individual liberties and provide for criminal penalties. And that most people agree that it's okay for the governor to encourage everyone to be conscientious about the health and safety of others by taking precautions such as wearing a face mask or a face covering. But she says his overreaching authority goes really far beyond, seriously far beyond just that. Well, I'm talking about some information that maybe you know about, perhaps I suspect many of you in the Commonwealth may not. Victoria Cobb joins me, president of the Family Foundation of Virginia. By the way, it is a grassroots-based organization here in the Commonwealth that, I say thank goodness, is keeping track of some of the things going on, especially under this Democrat-controlled governor and legislature. So, Victoria, welcome to the show. As always, great to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, the issue of what you just said, everybody expects a modicum, a certain amount of control from the governor's office and so forth. But it seems that in so many of the states, especially where the Democrats are in control, there's such overreaching in some areas and inconsistency in others. But you have some concerns beyond whether we wear face masks or not, and whether the governor himself does when he's out with his family. But what are some of the more serious issues that people may not know about that we really ought to be concerned over?
Yeah, I mean, we've certainly been watching, and people can agree and disagree about masks and when they're needed and where you go and what the exact parameters of a governor's authority are on that matter. But he's really choosing to take this to a whole nother level. So our concern of late, you know, we've all been watching whether churches have been treated fairly or not, you know, whether we're really considering churches just the same as other indoor events. And that's been a challenge for our governor because I don't think he's particularly sensitive to faith issues, or we haven't seen that in other areas of public policy, let's put it that way. But now we actually have our government creating what I refer to as the snitch line. So essentially, there is now an official place where people can complain anonymously if they want about people's, specifically their use or non-use of masks and other types of things, particularly businesses is what it's aimed at. But I would argue that it's very specifically also aiming at churches because it has a category specifically designed to allow you to snitch on a church and to list what type of church and put in the church's name. I think there is no question here that we are trying to create an environment where we are fostering people saying that, you know, for some reason this church needs to stop its worship It's a concern when we have clear First Amendment rights to be practicing our exercising our religion.
Well, the point's well made. And I think, as you already point out in the column, just take the businesses alone. Who's to say that if I own a business, I may want to do some damage to a competing business just to make some false claims and maybe get a little, as you put it, a leg up on my competitor? But also in the case of the churches, and the track record is not very good, I agree with this governor, in terms of religious groups and churches, and this could be a way in which we just further hinder or reduce the effectiveness and the mobility of a church. But beyond that, what bothers me, Victoria, and I imagine you and your colleagues as well, is this is not a time to be driving more wedges in the culture. We've got so much bifurcating of the culture now, if you will, splitting into groups, and really it seems to me is a very divisive thing just at its very root. It just brings more divisiveness into the culture when we don't need that.
Our government at every level, from local to state to federal, needs to do everything possible to encourage us to have the sense that we are in this together. And by this, I mean COVID, I mean life, I mean community, that we are aiming for each other's good, that we desire to love one another. And when government continuously creates categories of people all the time in every possible way, and then creates things like this where you have a snitch line, and you're basically encouraging people to shut down businesses or to rat on churches that aren't getting it perfect in your mind, or maybe they are, and you're still allowing. Because remember, the thing is, it doesn't have to be a lot of credibility for the government to then step in and attempt to prove something. It's an instant problem when you get turned in, even if you're not actually a result. And I think about churches like my own that actually has a TV ministry, right? So they actually are on Embassy 12 every Sunday morning. And think about the number of people that would love that to be something other than a church service. So how fast can they just snitch on this church with an effort to say enough is enough and cause tremendous problems, not just with people who are going to worship, but people who might be seeing it on television? It's just a host of concerns. And that is where we just have continuously seen this governor and other folks just choose policies that are harming our culture.
What's the response that our listeners can and should provide?
Well, we need to continuously have feedback going into the governor's office, telling them that they're getting this wrong, that they're just fundamentally getting this wrong. And they've been getting a lot of things wrong. But we need folks to simply be calling or writing, emailing the governor's office, a real simple thing to do, and just let them know that this is just not the expectation we have over how we're going to face these kind of things together as a commonwealth.
Now, are there bill numbers or rule numbers that can be referred to when people contact him that he would know what they're referring to?
Well, this is the challenge. We are so beyond laws and almost beyond even normal regulations, which are actually done through a process. This is all sort of governor's orders. And so there isn't something specific other than, the orders 63 and 65 that deal with the phases and the face masks. But they just need to kind of email in, just call in, whatever works, and just say, look, this is an unhelpful policy that is going to shut down perfectly fine businesses or have you, in the doors of churches that is not appropriate.
One quick final question. We're going to talk with Matt Staver about it coming right up. But I know you're also concerned about what happened at the high court level, Supreme Court, regarding a Louisiana state law. What did you want to say about that briefly?
Just truly devastated that we would again see the Supreme Court think that they have to hold to a bad precedent from 4 years ago and put the health and safety of women at risk by simply saying that we're going to make abortion the exception and we're going to say we are not going to hold this industry accountable for health and safety standards. We're going to politicize it. So it's just devastating.
Well, we'll talk more about it, as I said, with your colleague, Matt Staver. But thank you, as always, Victoria, you and your colleagues for the great work. I consider you're doing work for all of us. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Again, Victoria Cobb, and her organization is the Family Foundation of Virginia. And website is familyfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Buses, cafes, beauty parlors, everywhere Marzia and Mariam went, they brought copies of the New Testament. Police arrested them, hoping to discover the whereabouts of the distribution network that had delivered Bibles to thousands of Iranians. They never dreamed that these two young women were the entire network. While in prison, Mariam and Marzia faced interrogation, mistreatment, and loneliness. But the Lord sustained them through His Spirit and through letters of encouragement that came pouring in from Christians around the globe. As the writer of Hebrews says, "May we remember those who are in prison as though we were in prison with them."
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence.
Nor will I let them serve alone.
To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians,
go to vomradio.net.
Hey, it's Norm with A-Action Home Services. I just wanted to take a moment and praise our plumbers for the clean and meticulous work that they do. They have a rough and oftentimes dirty job, but they're always able to do it with a smile. So if you have a water leak, a toilet that doesn't work, old faucets you'd like replaced, or even a new water heater you'd like installed, I'm happy to send out one of our master plumbers. Just give us a call at 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900. Or you can reach us online at aactionhomeservices.com.
I did this weird thing as a kid. I would fall asleep with my blanket completely over my head, with only my mouth and nose poking out the side. I guess I liked the protection that the blanket offered, while still being a fan of breathing. I think a lot of us are feeling that way today, juggling how to handle the protection that our homes give us, with a desire to get out and breathe a little bit. At our Faith and Family Mortgage Team, we don't have the end answer on how to best handle our current world, but we are pretty good at mortgages. If you're thinking of getting out and making that new home purchase you've been dreaming about, our company's Direct Lender Advantage can often get you a lower rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Or, if you decided to hunker down at home a bit longer and want to use that time and some of your home equity to do some sweet home upgrades, our Direct Lender Advantages may help with that too. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charge may be higher for life of loan.
Now streaming on SalemNow.com is the brand new film, Selfie Dad. Selfie Dad, a funny yet powerful movie about a Christian dad in a midlife crisis. When confronted with the life-changing truths of the Bible, he learns the only way to have true happiness.
God can do incredible things.
Selfie Dad stars Christian comedians Michael Jr., and Shonda Pierce.
Watch Selfie Dad at SalemNow.com and use promo code WAVA to save 20%.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 844-57-BIBLE. That's 844-57-BIBLE. 844-57-BIBLE.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. There are two very important court cases decided recently up for discussion this hour. First, a case in New York. Two Catholic priests from upstate New York and a trio of Orthodox Jewish congregants from Brooklyn suing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, Attorney General Letitia James, and also the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, for violation of their free exercise of religion and freedom of speech. Second, a decision by the U.S. Supreme Court that we referenced just a moment ago very briefly with Victoria Cobb. It's known in the state of Louisiana as the Unsafe Abortion Act. Joining us to give us some light on both of these cases, Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, Chairman of Liberty Counsel Action. Always good to talk with you, Matt. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Talk, if you would, first about the New York case involving the governor, the attorney general, and Mayor de Blasio. For folks who don't know some of the details, give us kind of flesh out the background of that story and what's happened there.
Well, this is a good decision by a federal judge, and he issued an injunction blocking the governor's executive order that literally discriminated against houses of worship, requiring only 10 people to be able to attend a service, a religious service, no matter the size of the facility, whether it seats 100 or 10,000, doesn't matter, you can only have 10. But on the other hand, exempting other secular businesses, putting a percentage which allows many more people.
I think we lost him there.
Individuals.
Okay, you still go ahead. And, we just lost you. We lost you on which allows many more people.
Yes, it allows many more people with the any kind of secular gathering. In fact, it's clear discrimination against religious worship. But the other issue is they pointed out how the governor and the mayor both discriminated in favor of protests that they agreed with. And so they actually encouraged people to participate in the recent protest, yet at the same time continuing to restrict churches to only 10 people. So this federal court order found that that discrimination was unconstitutional, violated the First Amendment, and ruled in favor of the churches as well as the synagogues on the First Amendment issue and against the governor and against Mayor de Blasio. It's a great decision.
On that point, before we leave it, there's another column that I forget who wrote it. I need to look that up, but it was just sent to me by a friend. On the phrase used being systemic religious discrimination. Do you think there is such a thing growing in our culture?
Absolutely. In fact, we're filing three briefs today on behalf of three different churches in different states, Virginia, Kentucky, and also Maine, at the various courts of appeal, three in one day. And in all of those cases, here's a clear example. And it's the same in every one of these states. They distinguish between not only what you can do in religious services and outside secular meetings, but they also discriminate in the church service itself, in the church building. So in these cases, you can have an unlimited number of people in your church for secular meetings to feed them, shelter them overnight, and provide social services, which could be counseling to apply for unemployment benefits and you name it. But as soon as you turn to a religious service, you have these restrictions kicking in, even if it's the same people, the same players, and the same church building. So it's very clear that we have a systemic discrimination against churches and houses of worship in every one of these executive orders.
And the response to that, in other words, churches really are trying to behave themselves, so to speak. They are not out looking for fights. But there are times, you know, we even took that cue from the Apostle Paul. There was a time when he said, hey, I'm a Roman citizen. Is it right to beat a Roman citizen and so forth without due process, right?
Right. Yeah, he relied upon his Roman citizen's rights, and that ultimately meant that he could not be beaten or tried or imprisoned without due process of law. And so we have the same opportunity and should exercise the same opportunity here, because what we're talking about is eternal life. So, for example, in these different cases, you can counsel people, unlimited numbers of them, without even social distancing in the church building if you're helping them find a job. But if you want to counsel them on finding eternal life as part of a religious service, then you have these restrictions. You can feed an unlimited number of people, hundreds and hundreds of people, however many the church can hold. But as soon as at the end of that meal, for example, you wanted to have a communion service, you have to kick out all the people because all the restrictions kick in. If you wanted to pray over the meal or have some kind of praise and worship, that becomes a religious service, and you wouldn't be able to do that. And it's time to really begin to push back. These are not only violations of the Constitution, which we have a right and a duty to defend and our opportunity to do so, but it is a violation of natural law and the inherent right that we have that comes from God. This government orders like this have no authority, and what's at stake is eternal life. It's not helping to find somebody a job, as important as that is. It's helping someone to find their eternal life and give them support. That's why these are so critical to push back against.
And it seems to me, before we move on to the second subject, that of all the people involved in this hypocrisy, Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio, I think, are right out in front of everybody in terms of, I mean, we know what Governor Cuomo did regarding nursing homes. It becomes sort of the cause célèbre in a negative way as to what not to do.
Yeah, and Mayor de Blasio, just a few weeks ago, he heard that this Jewish funeral was taking place, small group of people, and it's very important to the Jewish funeral that it be celebrated properly and the people be honored properly. He ended up driving over there, and he then tweeted how he was proud of himself that he personally got out and interrupted that Jewish funeral and told them to stop because they had more than 10 people. Yet at the same time, he's encouraging hundreds and thousands of people to gather together for these Black Lives Matters so-called protests that are taking place all over the state of New York and New York City. That's discriminatory. It really shows that these orders are politically driven. They impose them when they want to. They violate them when they want to. And the target is religion and particularly houses of worship.
And what would it be like if we could ever get the empirical data, the statistics, as to really how this COVID has not gone away? As we know, Texas shut down again. I understand, again, it's anecdotal, but I understand from friends in Texas that really a lot of that came out of the excessive gathering at the bars. And, of course, these protests haven't helped anything either. And yet it's always, as you've already said, any kind of restrictions are aimed at restricting the people of faith and the church gatherings, which are nowhere near violating any kind of space and so forth, such as these other organizations and these protests that have, it seems to me, had an amazing effect on the increase of COVID.
Yeah, and if you look at Governor Cuomo, his people that are doing the tracing of these coronavirus tests and so forth, they're told specifically, do not ask people if they attended a protest. We know that thousands and thousands of people, in some cases, like in Chicago, 30,000 people were part of a protest, no social distancing. And, of course, you don't hear anything about that being a cause of the rise of coronavirus. And yet, isn't it interesting, it was after the protest that all these numbers started to go up. The other thing is that, obviously, there's a few places, like, for example, in Central Florida, where I am, there's a particular bar, it's near college, and that's where they've had some outbreaks of coronavirus. Well, you know what you do? You don't punish the whole county or the whole state. You go after the individuals that are the problem. That's the way to do it. These one-size-fits-all templates just simply don't work. And then what ultimately happens is people who are responsible and certainly houses of worship, they get targeted and they just get thrown to the side. And a lot of it is either politically motivated hostility against people of faith or just plain desire to impose these one-size-fits-all power grabs by some of these government officials.
Last couple of minutes, the Unsafe Abortion Act, U.S. Supreme Court again bringing great disappointment to a lot of us who thought during this tenure we'd see much different outcomes than we've seen lately. Talk about your concerns over what has happened there.
Yeah, this is a supreme blunder by the Supreme Court. It's being billed as a 5-4 decision. It's actually a 4-1-4 decision. There's no five justices that agree on how they ultimately should have disposed of the case. Unfortunately, what they did is Roberts agreed in the judgment, but he had different reasons. And so bottom line is the Unsafe Abortion Act in Louisiana gets struck down by virtue of what happened in the original district court. This is a regulation that says if you're going to do abortions, you need to have hospital admitting privileges within a 30-mile radius of where you're working. Every other doctor that does outpatient has to abide by this, except now abortion doctors. That's what this was designed to remedy and fill that gap that should have never been there in the first place. Here's my real concern with the decision. Roberts dissented in the case 4 years ago out of Texas that was very similar. He dissented in that case that struck down the Texas similar law. He dissented. Now he says, well, because that case was 4 years ago, it's precedent, and he's going to follow it, even though he didn't agree with it. Well, you know what? 2 years ago, Roberts was part of the decision, 5-4 decision, to overturn a 40-year-old precedent involving forced union dues with the public sector unions as a violation of the First Amendment. I think he's playing an abortion game, and he's making an exception for abortion. And that is really concerning, because that raises the question, if he's going to uphold a 4-year-old precedent that he didn't agree with, and that 2 years ago overruled a 40-year-old precedent in the union cases, what's he going to do when he comes back to the Roe versus Wade precedent?
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to use that excuse that it's been there for so long,
yep,
even though it was a bad decision, he's going to uphold it? That's a real concern. I thought we had 5 votes to overturn Roe, and I'm wondering right now whether we need another justice to be able to do that.
It's a legitimate concern. I know a lot of us Americans share it with you. As always, good to talk with you, Matt. Let's stay on it together. Thank you.
Thank you.
Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. Websites are lc.org and libertycouncil.com.
Another Ministry Minute with Dr. Derek Greer.
In spite of the attitude of what you might think is the opposition party, God loves them. God loves those Republicans. God loves those Democrats. Well, that's not going over well. God loves the skinheads. God loves those kids who they need a belt. Don't you ever forget the price he paid. Even if it was for one skinhead, he would have went to the cross. There go I, saved for the grace of God. I know my history. And some of those folks could have been me. And we got to be careful about this holier than thou. I'm on the moral high ground and you're nothing. That's not the spirit of our Christ. It's the spirit of the world, but not of our God. Listen, debate the issues. Stand up for what's right. But your anger does not give you a right to be cruel.
This is Dr. Derek Greer. For more, go to gracechurchva.org. That's gracechurchva.org. And as always, live big.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is a central theme of the new movie, Return to the Hiding Place, the film about Corrie Ten Boom and her secret army of teenagers' heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II. Corrie's story was made famous by her book and original movie produced by the Billy Graham Association. Now, 45 years later, comes Return to the Hiding Place, the untold behind-the-scenes true story of Corrie's secret army of student teenagers' efforts to rescue Jewish people. Told by Hans Poley, one of Corrie's teens in the Resistance, Return to the Hiding Place is an action-packed film of the Dutch underground's true breathtaking rescue of an entire orphanage of Jewish children. Return to the Hiding Place, starring John Rhys-Davies. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at SalemNow.com and save 20% with the promo code MOVIE. Return to the Hiding Place at SalemNow.com, promo code MOVIE. Due to historical content, might not be suitable for younger audiences.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by going to LASIK.com or texting EYES to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds. The LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the following day. The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures for as little as $220 per eye.
What's that text again?
Text EYES to 350-350 or go to LASIK.com. Again, to schedule your free consultation today, go to LASIK.com or text EYES to 350-350.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1. And hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
105.1 FM, WAVA, open 24 hours a day.
Good afternoon. This report is sponsored by ExpressPros.com. Capitol Beltway's in very bad shape at the bottom of the Beltway, particularly on the Wilson Bridge, where your right lane is closed due to road construction on the outer loop. Right now, we have a parking lot of congestion. You'll be all stopped, very little go at a crawl from Telegraph Road is trying to get over the Wilson Bridge. Delays won't start to ease until you are approaching Branch Avenue. So you might want to avoid the Capitol Beltway at the bottom of the Beltway, if at all possible. As for the Interloop, a little bit of a slow go at the top of the Beltway with light volume, where you'll be tapping on the brakes just a bit between Old Georgetown Road as you're passing and approaching University Boulevard. Looking for an easier way to find your next job? It's time to get to know Express Employment Professionals. Find a location near you at expresspros.com. I'm Taryn Galbert, the traffic on WAVA.
We'll have mainly clear skies tonight, the low 74. Partly sunny skies tomorrow, tomorrow's high 90. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 74. Partial sunshine Wednesday with a shower or thunderstorm around. It'll be humid with a high of 87. Thursday, partly sunny with a shower or thunderstorm around. Thursday will reach a high of 89. For weather anytime, download the AccuWeather app. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
Hey, folks, all month long we've been telling you about the great need of our children here in the United States for food, and you've been responding very generously with our Save the Children campaign. At this point, we are 71% of goal. Our goal is a big one, $33,600. And as of today, you've provided almost $24,000 of that. So that leaves us, of course, a goal to go of about $9,600, to be exact. And I have no doubt we can get there, but it's only today and tomorrow that we can do this. This is the final 2 days of the campaign. So, for example, if 96 of you listening right now could give a one-time $100 gift, we'll be done. We will have met the entire need. Or maybe 32 of you who could give a little bit more than that, maybe a $300 gift, that'll get us there. Whatever you can give, we hope you'll do it. We're going to take part of the afternoon to try to push this over the top. But the phone number's coming up, and if you can do anything at all, I hope you will. Thank you for what you've done so far. The following program is sponsored by Save the Children and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. Number to call with your gift is 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836, online at our website, WAVA.com, keyword children, or just click on the wonderful, beautiful, you can't miss it, Save the Children banner right on our homepage. He dropped a nickel in the plate, then meekly raised his eyes, glad that his weekly rent was paid for a mansion in the skies. the perspective. We tend to think in such earthly terms when God's trying to get us to think about eternal terms. We talked about that before the break. And really, if you stop and think about it, well, we all quote James Jim Elliot, the great statement he made when somebody asked him before his death with the Aka Indian effort why he was doing, he and his friends were doing what they're doing. And he said, he is no fool who trades what he cannot keep for that which he cannot lose. And that's really what we're talking about, making investments that have an eternal consequence with these kids, because every one of them is a very precious person to the Lord Jesus, and I believe he's calling us to feed them right now, Scott.
No, I do too, and I think we, you know, and we talked a little bit before about what we get out of this. You know, I really think many times I'll say, God can do this without me, but I don't want him to.
I like that.
I don't want to miss the blessing. I don't want to miss out on it. What I mean is, what we get from being his hands and feet, we owe God a huge sense of gratitude simply for trusting us enough to be his hands and feet. The extra dollar, two, five, ten, a hundred thousand that you may find yourself with right now because of the stimulus check or the extra money from not doing the things we'd normally be doing, frankly, kind of a waste of some of our money. We spend too much money probably going out to eat and maybe even going to the movies. Haven't gone to the movies in a long time. Maybe just do that. And then, by the way, that is just your entertainment. Going to a movie, spend $25 or whatever it takes now to go have a vat of popcorn and a thimble of soda along with your time there at the theater. Maybe you just say, hey, easily $100. I've easily not gone to the movie house for four or five times. So that's money that's just right there. And so God has provided us the opportunity to be his hands and feet. The fact that we've been blessed is that that is evidence that God trusts us to be his hands and feet. And so I say, just do it. I don't think God cares about your wallet. I think he cares about your heart. He doesn't want your money. He wants you to get the satisfaction of being used by him for his good. That is what makes the Lord happy. Not our wallets, but our hearts. And so today, you know, you can do that right now. We have children, 30 million children in the United States. Of course, Save the Children works around the world. Normally, when I'm on anywhere for Save the Children, I'm talking about somewhere in Africa or Nepal or China or some parts far, far away. But every now and then, we have great needs right here in the United States. And Save the Children certainly works right here at home. So the COVID-19 Emergency Relief Day of Hope, which is what today is your opportunity to say, you know what, I'm going to be a part of it. $100 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days for one child. $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month. And $1,000 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for the entire summer. How about that? So maybe you just say, look, I've got three grandkids. I'd like to do it for 10 days for three kids. That's $300 total. Or maybe you'll do it for a month for two kids. I mean, for your granddaughter and your grandson in their honor. Because this could be our kids. So there before the grace of God go I, so there with the grace of God I go. Maybe you would say, I'll do this for 1 month for a boy and 1 month for a girl. That'd be $600 one-time gift. So you can break it down. It doesn't really matter. We've had $10, we've had $20, we've had $50. Yes, you can do a monthly gift. Yes, you can do a one-time gift. Whatever works for you, that's what works. And we're just excited to give you the opportunity to participate. And I say draw the circle bigger. Just draw the circle bigger. If you saw a child, I know this is true. If you were with us in Appalachia, and if you and I and some friends were having a picnic, and we saw one of these kids, we would say, hey, you want to come over and have some of this? You want to have some of our food? We'd be glad to share with you. That's really what you're doing today. You just don't have to be there in person. You just reach out and say, I'm going to make a friend today of someone that I'll never probably meet in this life, but Lord willing, someday in the air, I will meet them. And you know what they're going to say? There was a day I was desperate, and you were listening to the radio. There was a lot of stuff going on you could have been paying attention to, but somehow you stumbled on this one opportunity, and you gave a little bit of money. I just want you to know it was important to me, but it was also important to my mom. My mom's a single mom. It was the middle of that COVID-19 thing, and my mom had lost her job. I was already on the school breakfast and lunch program, and when I walked in one night, I'm crying. You know, well, you are rescuing a child, of course, but you're also rescuing a desperate parent. No child should have to wonder where their next meal is coming from. No child. If they are doing that, they are not free to be a child. And today, you can free a child up to be a child for 10 days for $100, or for a month for $300, or for the entire summer for $1,000 by providing their breakfast, lunch, and dinner for either 10 days or 1 month or the entire summer. Let kids be kids again. Isn't that something? If you could do that with just $100, by $100 you could let a kid just be a kid for even 10 days. That might be like summer vacation for them. That might be like going to Disney World for them. They may have never been somewhere fun like that. But just taking the burden off of them for 10 days, or taking the burden off of them for a month, or taking the burden off of them, and they can't believe it, for the entire summer, you can do that today with your phone call. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. Or online at wava.com.
The fourth is your time to show off your skills. Burgers, check. Hot dogs, check. Refrigerator, well, before yours decides to check out and ruin your backyard barbecue, upgrade to a new one. Lowe's has you covered with appliances up to 40% off, like an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99.
With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites and everything on your barbecue menu, too. This year, we're home for the 4th. Visit Lowe's and make it the best it can be. Valid through 7/8, U.S. only.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks opened the week on a positive note. The Dow Jones Industrials, which retreated 3.3% last week, rebounded 580 points, or 2.3%. The S&P 500 added 44 points. The NASDAQ gained 117. A big gainer today, Boeing shares surged 14% as pilots and test crew members from the company and the FAA started a three-day certification test campaign for the 737 MAX. The FAA says it had completed a review of Boeing's safety system assessment for the 737 MAX, clearing the way for flight certification testing to begin. Flights with FAA test pilots are to evaluate Boeing's proposed changes to the automated flight control system on the MAX, which has been grounded for 15 months following those two deadly crashes. Amazon announced today it'll be giving warehouse delivery of Whole Foods workers, as well as some Flex drivers, a one-time thank you bonus for working during the pandemic. The e-commerce giant says full-time employees receive a $500 bonus, part-timers get $250. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
So I was doing yard work the other day, leaning over a prickly bush, holding a heavy pair of electric hedge trimmers, sweat dripping off of me, and thinking to myself, self, how is it that we've come to loving yard work so much? I think the answer is, aside from being outside in God's handiwork, we love yard work because we love the immediate results and the feeling we get when the job is done. It's Ryan, and at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, helping you with a refinance or cash out refinance is similar. A lot of people don't want to do it because they don't want the short-term sweat. But when you consider that rates are historically low, and when you consider that our company has a direct lender advantage, getting to use its own money within its own walls, and how that often leads to a better rate and monthly savings for you, the end feeling could definitely be worth it. Plus, we'll do most of the hard work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charges may be higher for life of loan.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is the central theme of the new movie Return to the Hiding Place, a film about Corrie Ten Boom and her family's heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II, and about her secret army of teenagers. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at SalemNow.com and save 20% with promo code WAVA. Return to the hiding place at SalemNow.com. Promo code WAVA.
888-884-4836. That's the number toll free. 888-884-4836 to make your gift of any amount in our wonderful campaign with Save the Children, taking care of children right here in our own beloved nation that needs so much help right now in so many ways. And the, you know, COVID-19 has had all kinds of impact in so many different ways. And one of them is something we may not have thought of until we started this campaign, Scott. And that is that these kids ordinarily all year long and in summer camp as well, or summertime, are getting their food through the school system. And of course, right, we know COVID shut that thing down totally, and it's still shut down. So that's what we're trying to do.
No, that's right. We stand in the gap, and Save the Children stand in the gap, making and delivering over 100,000 meals a day. And it also includes books and school supplies, because kids, especially kids in very, very poor areas of our country, if they get behind in the summer, they call, what do they call it, the summer or something? There's some kind of saying. I can't recall what it is. But the summer slump or whatever, where you don't, you kind of lose ground, you lose traction. And it's so much more the case if you have kids that are hungry. I mean, a full belly, you can't really teach the mind if the stomach isn't full, not with kids. And so we have to get kids to the third grade reading level by the time they're in third grade. So it's really a crucial summer in so many ways for children. And the big part of that, the biggest part of that, is for making sure they have food right here in the United States. So we're not talking about somebody far away. We're not talking about somebody, you know, in another country. We're talking about our own kids. We're talking about our kids and our grandkids and the kids that are around them, the kids they have to go to school with. So today, when you provide that $100 gift, you're providing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days for a child. $300 can do that for a month for a child. And $1,000 can do that for a child for an entire summer. So today, you know, we come alongside so many parts of the world that are in need. When it's over there, we talk about over there. But sometimes over there comes back over here. And that's where we are today. We have a need right here at home. And Save the Children, though we work in 125 countries around the world, we also are on the ground right here in the United States all the time, and especially in times of crisis and disaster. And so today, would you just join us? Just say, I'm going to be a part of it. I'm going to draw the circle bigger. Invite somebody else to your table. Just virtually, just by providing a gift of any amount. But certainly we talk about 100 as a good number that can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for 10 days. Would you take care of just a third of a month? Just a third of a month would take care of one child. $100 would take care of a child for a third of the month. And $300 would take care of the entire month of breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child right here at home. The phone number again is 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836. It's easy to do. I think it's ours to do. I hope that you'll join us in doing it. You know, so easy with all the stuff going on in the world to make noise. Let's quietly, prayerfully, peacefully make a difference. You know, the child that you're making a difference for right now, really, who knows what they're going to be like in the future? Who knows how they might be turned? They might be turned in a positive way, especially at this time, simply because they knew somebody cared enough to provide food for the month of June or the month of July or the entire summer. You can make that kind of difference today. That's a real difference that you're making. You talk about, we're all in this together. That better be more than just complaining about, you know, I need to get my hair cut and I'm getting a little heebie-jeebie, staying at home too much, and I got to get out. I'm going crazy, or I've watched all of Netflix. I'm done. I finished all of Netflix. The we're all in it together has to be different than that. And today, when you have an opportunity to make a difference, provide these meals, feed a child right here in the United States suffering from the impact of COVID-19, when you can do that, you're making a really positive impact with a single child. At a very important time. So would you join us on the Save the Children COVID-19 Emergency Relief Day of Hope? The phone number is 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836 or online at wava.com.
Don Crow here for WAVA and Save the Children. I want to thank you for your help in providing desperately needed food for children right here in the United States who need the daily meals they would ordinarily receive at school and in summer programs, but all of which have been canceled due to COVID-19. Now, our goal is to provide $33,600 toward that need, and it's your gifts that are making the difference. A $1,000 gift will provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for the entire summer. $300 will do that for a child for a month. And obviously, anything you can give is going to help us make sure these children get the food they need, food that ordinarily they would be receiving, but aren't able to receive right now due to the pandemic. So would you call 888-884-4836 with your most generous gift right now? That's 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836. Or you can give online at WAVA.com. Keyword, children.
As America sits at a standstill, God is calling His people to action to spread hope, light, and truth. If you've ever felt the tug to share your story by writing a Christian book, now is the time to embrace the stillness and put pen to paper. Join us now at ChristianAuthors.com, where we're linking arms with believers to heed the Great Commission and get Christian books into the hands of readers. That's ChristianAuthors.com, where we're amplifying truth to see lives changed. Get your free guide to Christian publishing today at ChristianAuthors.com.
When you change your station, you change your life. 105.1 FM WAVA.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In times of crisis, Americans have historically set aside differences and become one. Only days after 9/11, Republicans and Democrats stood side by side on the Capitol steps and sang, "God bless America." Now we have an opportunity to rally together again. Neighbors are helping neighbors. Healthcare workers are stepping up. And online, people are joining in prayer. Remember, together we'll get through this.
Don't miss Through the Bible with J. Vernon McGee, Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. right here on WAVA.
More than 1,000 chapters and 30,000 verses, but you can do it. Read the entire Bible with Bible in a Year, totally interactive, totally free at BibleStudyTools.com.
Free number for you to call with your generous gift, whatever that means for you. Your generous gift may be $50, it may be $500, it may be $5,000. Pick a number, as Scott said earlier, but anything you can give is going to help save children's lives, literally by providing breakfast, lunch, and dinner through our ordinarily in place children's feeding programs through our schools. But COVID-19 has brought that to its knees, along with a lot of other things. So we want to step in the gap, and that's what we're asking you to do when you call 888-884-4836, or just go online to our website, WAVA.com. And Scott, it really is a life-saving moment for us, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, when I think about this, I think about, let's say something happens in your house. I don't know what it is. Let's say somebody in the neighborhood broke in, or there was a death in the neighborhood, or something wild happened. One of the things you do is you try and make sure your kids have a sense of normalcy, right? It's important for our kids to have some sense of normalcy in the middle of even bad things. Today, you know, the COVID-19 and all the other things that are vying for our attention in the media, can you imagine being a kid right now and walking through the room and seeing the news about, you know, stores shut down, or obviously stores boarding themselves up to protect themselves? I mean, all the stuff that's going on right now, can you imagine trying to be a kid in that environment? I mean, we talk many times about the simpler days of when we were young and all this kind of stuff. But it really is true. It just seems simpler. We didn't have, tell a kid today about playing kick the can and see what their reaction is. I mean, we just had simpler things. We had less stuff, but we also had fewer things like this that distract. And we have kids that are wondering, where's my next meal going to come from? When they are wondering that, they do not have the chance in summertime to have summer be what summer could be for them if they're worried about that. So it's, you know, you are giving a kid a chance to be a kid this summer when you provide even 10 meals, even do it for 10 days. $100 provides breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days. $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month. If you want to do something crazy good, $1,000 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child all summer long. Let a kid be a kid today. You know, sometimes when we talk about these things, there are people that say, and I'm not putting anybody down, and I'm not being judgmental. I just think sometimes we say, well, you know, we have needs right here at home. Why aren't you doing something for people here? Well, here we are. Here we are doing something for people right here at home at a really, really important time. And that means we've listened to you. And you have a chance to say, yeah, you really are on board. You really meant it. You're a real friend, not a Facebook friend. You're actually going to let your actions be equal to our words. Sometimes we mistake the nodding of the head for the doing of the thing. But today, we have a chance to make those two equal each other just by picking up the phone and calling the number. It's toll-free, 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836 is the number, 888-884-4836, or go online to WAVA.com.
And what a great way to teach our own children and grandchildren, that especially if they have their meals every day and have not had to face going through this period of time with no food, this can be a teachable moment for them to explain to them that not every child has that kind of blessing right now. And this is a way that you as a family, that we as families, can step into the gap for these kids and develop a sense of compassion and concern for others in the process with our own children. So it's something to think about. 888-884-4836, online at WAVA.com.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Free inspiration and encouragement every morning, noon, and night, sent directly to your inbox. Sign up for free devotionals at crosswalk.com. Crosswalk.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life change.